The Coin Week podcast is brought to you by PCGS. To check out this quarter's grading specials, visit the website at www.pcgs.com. Today's podcast is on collecting coins on many budgets. I'll break down what to collect and how to collect at five different budgets, starting at $1 a coin and gradually increasing your per coin spend all the way up to $10,000. Whether you are flat broke, a cheapskate, or have a little bit of extra scratch to throw around, I think you'll benefit from today's podcast. Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Coin Week editor Charles Morgan, and today we're going to collect coins on many budgets. Let's start at $1 a coin. This price point takes me back to my earliest days of collecting. New collectors, whether young or old, we'll start with approximately no numismatic holdings, and that was the case for me when I was in fifth grade. Before you start, I recommend that you pick up a hobby staple, R.S. Yeoman's Official Guide to U.S. Coins. For less than $15, you'll have all of the information you need to know to collect and grow your knowledge in the U.S. coin area. For WorldCoin collectors, print price guides, at least in the U.S., are a little bit more expensive because the area of world coin collecting is much more complicated. For this type of collecting, I instead recommend that you use a website called www.numista.com. There are others for sure, but Numista is a great starting point for mintage and pricing information. Plus, they typically have user-supplied photos of different coins, so you'll easily be able to identify the coins that you have picked up. You may also find additional information on certified world coins and their populations at PCGS CoinFacts. Now that we have that out of the way, we're all set. So let's talk about what is available to you at a dollar a coin. At $1, I recommend that you start with U.S. minor coinage. Your local bank branch may have rolls of coins in quantity at denominations of up to a dollar. With a little bit of searching, you'll be able to fill holes in a coin album, which I recommend you buy. And you can do this all at face value. With patience, you should be able to locate an example of most business strike dates and mint marks of dimes and quarters dating back to 1965, half dollars, which were produced in a debased silver alloy from 1965 to 1969. And although infrequently found in rolls, these coins may still be out there in circulated grades for the industrious roll hunter to find. Lincoln cents have been produced since 1909, making it unlikely that you'll find an Indian head cent in a roll, unless it was purposely seeded or accidentally spent. Wheat cents struck from 1930 onward still turn up, and dates earlier than that will require access to large quantities of rolled coin. What you cannot find at face value for most common dates, you'll be able to find at less than $1, either online on a site like eBay, which will require you to pay shipping, or at your local coin store or at a coin show. If you want strictly mint state coins, you may want to forego the roll hunting experience and go directly to your local shop and buy mint state singles. For cents, $1 should cover a wide range of coins back to 1959 and quite possibly before. Collect memorial cents in full mint state red if you can. For nickels, $1 will buy all but the scarce dates back to 1964. Same goes for dimes. Certain dimes, like the 1996 W, which was included only in mint sets, or the non-mint set 1982 and 1983 B or D dimes, will cost more than a dollar, but common dates should not. Once you build a set that is mostly complete, spending a few extra dollars here or there for tougher dates will allow you to complete your set. With quarters and half dollars, the coin's face value is becoming an issue as it is pushing closer to that $1 price point. Here, you may have to spend more than a dollar to get choice mint set coins, but there is always opportunities to pick up pieces here and there for your budget conscious price point. The key to collecting is to have fun, and the thrill of the chase for mint state, current, and nearly current coins we'll be able to keep you busy for years, and all for only a dollar a coin. Now let's move up to $10 a coin. Of course, the same strategies that you employed at $1 a coin can be used here. Now, at $10, you expand the number of dates you can acquire. For cents, you can dig deeper into the wheat cent period, maybe settle for a nice XF or AU wheat cents in dates before 1950. The entire Jefferson nickel series, with the exception of some key dates and silver alloy nickels issued during World War II, become available. Common date silver dimes and quarters can still be had for $10 or less a coin. Now, most of these are going to be recent issue proofs, but you can still find decent opportunities for silver dimes and quarters dating back to the 1960s and late 1950s. For half dollars, the silver-clad alloy coins made in the mid to late 1960s are available. Also, most proof singles are available at this price point in the base metal composition in dates 1968 to the present. Some of these may even be sourced and certified holders graded Proof 68 or Proof 69. On occasion, you may be able to pick up a slider Franklin half dollar from common date. Let's talk about classic coins. $10 is not a lot to play with, but you should be able to collect a number of U.S. classic coin types for that amount. A fine to very fine 2-cent piece, a good to fine 3-cent nickel, Buffalo and Liberty nickels up to XF, late date Barber dimes and circulated grades under XF. The point is, you can collect some out of circulation design types and circulated grades, or finish your modern sets buying some certified coins along the way, all at $10 a coin. At $100 a coin, now we are starting to buy larger denomination silver coins. Silver coins like Morgan and Peace dollars. Plus, if you want, a widening range of AU to mint state type coins, including coins and certified holders. There are at least 40 coins in the Morgan and Peace Dollar series that one can collect in grades up to mint state 63 that are available for $100 or less. That's less than $100 for a brilliant choice of circulated silver dollar struck between 1880 and 1926. Maybe a patient collector will be able to source a 1935 Peace Dollar for a Benjamin as well. Or, for half of that spin, one can acquire an example of the American Silver Eagle, practically in any date struck between 1986 to the present. There will be some coins in that series that will clearly be out of reach, but a savvy collector should be able to complete most of that set for $50 or $60 a coin in certified grades. In XF grades, large swaths of 19th century U.S. type coins open up, including scarce dye marriages for the eagle-eyed buyer. Beyond this, at up to $100 a purchase, the wonderful world of metals, tokens, and precious metal-based world coins are available. I prefer circulating issues over recent mintage non-circulating legal tender, but there are wonderful ultra-modern coins with innovative design ideas that routinely sell for $100 or less. For $100 or less, there are also paper money items worth collecting. Uncirculated issues from the 20th and 21st century, as well as a variety of world banknotes, are available at $100 or less. Okay, now let's get serious. Let's add a zero and move our spend up to $1,000 per coin. My advice is that no matter your level of financial success, spending $1,000 or more on a coin without doing homework and expecting not to be taken advantage of is testing the fates. Basement slabs, commercialized junk, overpriced processed coins, and pushy telemarketers abound. Before I get into which coins I think you should buy at $1,000 a coin, let me tell you a quick story. Yesterday, while I was preparing this script, I got a phone call from a coin dealer that I did not recognize, and I picked up and answered it, and it was a pushy salesman calling from Long Island. He assured me that I had purchased a coin from him in the past, even though I did not remember doing that, And when I directly asked which coin I had purchased, he hemmed and hawed and eventually came up with a Type 2 Silver Eagle, which, again, I don't remember buying, let alone from him. He went on to give me a dizzying story about how there's a great coin collecting opportunity and that he promised he would only reach out to me when such an opportunity presented itself. He went on to name drop people like John Mercanti, Miles Standish, and talk about the book Whitman published on American Silver Eagles. I told him at each step of the way that I was friends with John Mercanti, that I knew Miles Standish, that I was familiar with the book, and none of this dissuaded him from digging deeper into his sales pitch. He never stopped to ask, "Who am I talking to that actually personally knows these people?" Suffice it to say, after about 10 minutes of listening to this high-pressure sales pitch, he got to the point. He wanted me to buy a congratulations set certified Proof 70 Silver Eagle signed by John Mercanti and in an NGC holder. Now, there is nothing wrong with collecting certified coins with insert labels that have been hand-signed by a designer or an important person in the industry. That's not the point. The point was, I had no interest in buying this coin. It didn't fit my collecting goals, and yet he was pushing it on me as if its value was so inherent, so obvious that I wouldn't be able to turn it down if I knew anything about coins and what they sell for. He assured me the coin sold for close to $400 online and that I was getting it for a steal. He was only going to make $10 off of the coin, he said, enough to buy lunch. It sounded all very sympathetic to me, but I was used to this sort of drama, and I told him, "Do you have any idea who you're talking to?" I went on to explain my position at CoinWeek, and again, not dissuaded in the least or embarrassed about how far he had taken the sales pitch, he merely asked me if he had done a good job explaining the coin. Incredible. So if you're not a savvy collector, you can very easily be taken advantage of or swindled by somebody on the phone pushing a coin that you did not want and do not need. And the thing is, the most susceptible people I find are either the elderly or people who have found success in other areas of their lives. Because successful people tend to think that they are immune to these scams. Because in the areas that they have found success, they are highly knowledgeable, act practically, and oftentimes are experts in their field. Coins are a hobby, and people can get excitable at the thought of getting a great coin or not missing out on an opportunity. So keep that in mind, that patience becomes very important when you get to the $1,000 per coin price point. At $1,000 a coin, you can afford to wait. You can wait for the right coin. No, you're not buying great rarities at this price point, but you can do so many different things to make an exciting collection. Remember the 40 Morgan and Peace dollars you could buy for $100 or less? At $1,000, there are only 8 Morgan and Peace dollars that you cannot buy at AU or better. At $1,000 or less, mint state or AU examples of gold dollars, gold quarter eagles, and some later type examples are available. Nearly the entire classic commemorative half dollar series is available, and this is a challenging and exciting set to complete. Off the beaten path, Pioneer gold coins in wholesome circulated condition can be found in the smaller denominations of the more plentiful types for $1,000 or less. Many collector-grade large cents and half-cents can be purchased. Many collector-grade large cents or half-cents can be purchased, including R4 and R5 varieties in circulated grades for $1,000 or less. Paper money and banknotes. If you're into collecting paper money, there is a seemingly endless array of specializations that can be explored at this price point. $1,000 is a sweet spot, and one can collect a wide array of interesting numismatic objects at this amount. All right, we've made it to the top of the mountain, finally. Let's look at the $10,000 per coin strata. Now, admittedly, $10,000 a piece is probably beyond the means of most collectors. But I think even if you think he'll never aspire to this level, there are some important lessons to be learned. And as is the case with coins even cheaper than this, there are winners and losers. And depending on what you define as such, your numismatic holdings may be a money sink or a savvy long-term investment. We are in a constant process of reviewing auction results at Coin Week. And outside of the rarity sessions, most coins, even scarce dates and collector grades, usually sell for $10,000 or less. In this price point, even good coins can decrease in value or simply hold their price year after year. Oftentimes, coins that perform poorly are less desirable examples, but sometimes the flow of the market can have a big influence on demand, even for nice coins. As for variety collectors, $10,000 allows you to buy quality and quantity. One can build a nice typeset of U.S. coins in mint state, including difficult-to-find types, or one can dig deep into the date, mint mark, and variety collecting area. At this price point, early date coppers would be my first choice, followed by a smorgasbord of interesting high eye appeal coins, tokens, and metals. As history is my thing, I might collect the collectors, collect curiosities, or seek out seldom encountered pieces. In an article I wrote that was published last year, I wrote about 10 coins I'd love to own. I wrote it from a point of view of what would I want if money was no object. Unexpectedly, over the course of the year, I've lowered that number down to 8, having acquired 2 of them. The remainder of the list is quite a bit more than $10,000 each. But if I was seriously going to pursue a $10,000 per coin collecting strategy, you'd better believe I'd hit the catalogs and pursue coins that would help me build a cabinet like no other. So what would you do at $1, $10, $100, $1,000, or $10,000 per coin? I would like to hear about your thoughts and strategies, and you can let me know by posting them in the comments below. For Coin Week, I'm editor Charles Morgan. Until next time, happy collecting.